You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning to all of you that's coming on, that will be coming on. Those of you that are on Cypress audience, praise God. Those of you that are on the airway, we thank God for this radio station has made it possible for us to come into your cars, come into your home, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. I want you to know God is still great. God is still good. He's still with you no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. God is still in the working, healing business and delivering, setting free. I want you to know this is the day that you're gathered around your radio. This is the day that you're tuning into Cypress audience just to know that our God reigns and he lives no matter what's going on, no matter what situation you're facing with. God is still able to do a scene above all you think or act. Come on, somebody. This is the day again that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise our God. Again, we thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Praise God. Amen. It's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. If you ever in the area, are you visiting? Praise God. Or you live here? Or you just wanted to come by? You're invited. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. Amen. Right there. Again, our location is 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come in, the pastor will be glad to have you. Come on in, the saints will be glad to greet you with love. Come on in and join the services with us. Amen, hallelujah. I'm so excited about what God is doing because we know God is still on the throne. I'm so excited about what God is getting ready to do because I know there's nothing too hard for God, but we got to do what? Continue to give him what? The praise, the honor, the glory. Praise our God. Come on, my friend. Come join me and let's go into a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another day that you have allowed us, God, that we've never seen before. We thank you now, God, for waking us up early this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you now, God, as we go to continue, Lord, throughout the day, Father. We thank you for going with us and being with us, God. Go before us, God. We thank you that the angels are with us, God. We thank you that your goodness and your mercy, God, is following us, God, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look on those that are on the other side of this radio station, Father, the other side of this Cypress audience, Father. Touch them right now. Touch the sick. Touch the incarcerated, Father. Touch those right now, Father God. Those that are at work today, keep them covered in your blood. Taking care of business today, whatever they may be doing, traveling today, Lord, cover them in your blood today, God. We're looking unto you, those that are going to bereavement, our God. We thank you for covering them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Once again, good morning to all of you that will be coming on. Good morning to all of you that's already on. Amen. On both Cypress audience and the radio. Thank God for by you listening. Thank God for you. Listen, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, those that are going through. Praise God. We want to send out our condolence to you. Amen. Minister William A. Moore. Amen. And the passing of your sister. We want to send out our condolences to you, amen, and your family. We are praying for you, amen. We are praying for you, Sister Thomasina. We are praying for you all. We are praying for you that God will see you all through, amen, hallelujah. And Shell Grayson, we are praying for you all that God will see you all through, amen, that God will take you through this. Praise God, amen. They funeralized Sister Willamette's sister on last Saturday, and then now they're going back this Saturday, funeralizing Denise. Hallelujah. The mother passed and now the daughter is gone. But we want to pray for this family. Amen. And we want to pray for Sister Angelina and her family as they're funeralizing. Amen. Hallelujah. Her uncle, praise our God. We want to pray for those families that you may know that I don't know. Pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. This difficult time, because God is a prayer answering God, and he will do exactly what he said he's going to do. But we must do what? Hold our heads up high. We must continue to walk. Amen. With the assurance and the confidence that knowing that God is with us, no matter what we're going through with, God is with you, and you will overcome, and you will come out of this. Why? Because who? Jesus lives, and he's able to see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to say happy birthday. Send out happy birthday lifters. Amen. To those of you that haven't had a birthday, praise God. Amen. We want to send out to you and let you know we're thinking of you on your day. Those of you that have birthdays on today, such as hallelujah, Mother Pastor Deborah Davis, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We say happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And overseer Mama Gail, Mother Gail, hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. We send out our birthday lifters to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And my son, Derek, God bless you. Happy birthday's birthday coming up, which will be tomorrow. We want to say happy birthday to you. Amen. Again, those you that know, praise God, that I don't know that you're celebrating your birthday today, we'll say happy birthday to you. All of you that celebrates birthdays at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, happy birthday to you. And also anniversaries. We want to send out happy anniversaries, wishes, and thanks, gratitude to those of you that have an anniversaries, such as myself, Lady Watkins. Amen. Today, praise God, we say thank you. Amen. God bless you. I know God can, and I know God will do exactly what he say he's going to do, but we must do what? Go through. We must do what? Hold our head up, because God is still with us. You're not in nothing that God is not in there with you. You're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of it. Praise God. So we must know this without a shadow of a doubt. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Amen. He's with us. Come on, somebody. He's with us. We must do what? Trust God. We must do what? Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, he acknowledge him, and he will direct our pathway. Good morning to all of you once again that's coming on. Please tag and share. Let somebody know that we're on the air. Call somebody. Let somebody know that it's about time for your miracle. Listen, no matter what you're going through with, no matter what you're facing with, no matter what the enemy is trying to tell you that it's not going to happen, it's about time for your miracle. Praise God. We've been talking on the lines about praising, and we want to continue to do that, because it's a good thing to give praises. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, no matter what we're in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, when you begin to magnify God, not the situation, when you begin to give God praise, begin to give him glory, begin to give him honor, praise God, it lifts. The weight of that thing lifts. It shifts. It's something about praise that will bring you to a place of peace. Amen. No matter what you got going on, but if you could just muster up enough strength just to give God praise, just to give God the glory, just to give God honor, praise God. Everything, I'm telling you, all the weight, all the burdens that you're so heavy upon you, it'll be lifted up off of you when you give God praise. You can say, well, Apostle, I've been praising God and it seemed like ain't nothing happening. Keep on praising him. Keep on thanking and praise God. You can't give God praise and he don't show up. You can't give God praise and he don't turn the situation around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, and you hear me say it, and you don't heard, perhaps you said it, those that minister or those you that just do praise and worship. Hallelujah. You can't praise God and God don't touch you back and he don't answer you back. Come on. When you praise him, when you praise him, I know we're coming up on Easter pretty soon. Praise God. And they, you know, they praised him, and the same day they turned around and crucified him. Come on, hallelujah. But I'm talking about a different praise. When you start praising God, not the circumstances, not magnifying the circumstances of the situation you're in, but when you start giving God praise, come on, praise. The songwriter say, praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, praise bring you closer to God. Praise bring you out of circumstances and situations that you thought you could not come out of. When you praise God, when you magnify God, it's a good thing to give God praise. Come on, it's a good thing to sing praises to him. It's a good thing to tell him how much you adore him, how much you love him. And I like what we do at our praise and worship. We have a time where we set aside for corporate prayer. We have a time where we come after corporate prayer, we do exaltation. We begin to exalt him. We begin to praise him. We begin to magnify him. We begin to just tell him how much we adore him. And I'm telling you, it's something about praise. If you ever into a spot, you feeling down, you feeling out, you feeling like you can't do it, but I guarantee you, if you can start giving God praise right where you at, that burden will lift, that yoke, come on here, whatever it is that's trying to hold on to you, it will lift off you. Hallelujah. That burden will be lifted and that yoke will be destroyed. Why? Because praises brings you to a place, bring you out of a place into a place of peace, into a place of joy. When you praise God, yeah, my soul bless you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you begin to give him glory, it lifts you. When you begin to give him praise and thanks, come on here. I'm telling you, it brings you out of the place of darkness. Come on. It brings you into a place of peace. It brings you into a place of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, that man will praise God. All that men will give God the glory. All that men will give God the honor. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I'm in. Hallelujah. We often said, David said, do what I will do what bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on here. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. Come on here. Praises will bring you to a glad praise. Come on. Yes, it will. Praises will bring you to a glad praise. Come on. Not a sad praise, but praise. Praise. Come on. Praise. Praise him with everything in you. Get like David. David blessed the Lord. David praised the Lord. He gave him praise. He danced before the Lord till he danced out of himself. He danced out of clothes. He began to give God praise. Come on. Praise will bring you to a place in God, to know who God is, to trust him more when you praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter, Lord. Hallelujah. God will do it. God will bring you out. God will open up doors for you. Yes, he will. God will make a way out of no way. Come on. That's why you got to praise him. God will. He can. And he have done it. And he will do it again when you praise God. Come on. Don't let nobody steal your praise. I don't care what you're going through. Don't let nobody tell you that praises don't work. Don't let nobody tell you you're doing all that and God has, and you still stuck where you at. You got to know when you praise God, your praise is so powerful. This is what we've been talking about for the last couple of times we've been on the air. Praises. Your praise is so powerful till it moves God and it makes the enemy horrified when you start praising God. Come on. You're not going to complain about it, but you're going to do what? You're going to praise God. You're going to give him glory. You're going to give him honor. Come on. Hallelujah. You're not going to go down like that complaining. You're not going to stay there complaining. But what are you going to do? You're going to rise up victorious. You're going to come out victorious. Come on here. Because why? Your praises is going to bring you out. Your praises is going to settle you. Your praises, come on. Your praises, come on here. When you give it to God, it's going to overturn that thing. It's going to overturn that thing. And it's going to bring you to a place in God to trust him. Praise God. Your praise is strong. Your praise is strong. I want to wake you up this morning. I want you to come out of that thing this morning with your praise. Come on. It's nobody else going to bring you out. But when you start giving God praise and you start giving God thanks, praise God, and he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out into a place of peace. He's going to bring you into a place of joy. Come on here. Praises will bring you to a place and settle in God when you give him praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 7, 117 says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Come on, all ye people. You, come on, hallelujah. You got to give him praise. You got to give him glory. You got to give him honor. I don't care what it looks like. It didn't say cry. It didn't say murmur. It didn't say grumble or complain. But it says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Come on. When you praise God, he's going to move. When you give him glory, he's going to turn it around for you. Come on, somebody hear me this morning. Your praise is powerful. Don't let the enemy stop you from praising God, because it does not look like the situation is getting better. Don't let the enemy make you stop praising God because it looks like the situation is not going to turn around. When you praise God, you forget about the situation, and God is working on your behalf. When you praise God, we were created to give God praise. We was never created to worry. We was never created to fear. We was never created to doubt. We were never created to walk in places that we're walking into. But we were created to do one thing, and that's to give God praise. I don't have no witnesses out there, but to give God glory, to give God honor. Come on, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Guess what? God is going to inhabit the praises. The Bible says he inhabit the praises of his people. He inhabit it. He takes upon when we begin to praise him. He takes it upon him, and he begin to work out on our behalf. Why? Because we continue to give, and his praises, David again, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on, out of my mouth, give him praise. Out of my mouth, give him praise, not complain. Out of my mouth, give him praise, not out of my mouth pointing at my situation. Things going on. Everybody got some things going on. Come on. But in the midst of that, you got to give God praise. Yes, for the good and for the bad. That's what we get stuck at. We give God praise for the good, but we don't want to thank it for the bad. We don't want to praise it for the bad. He said, in everything, give thanks. Everything. Yes, Apostle. Used to my everything. Everything. That means when it don't look good, praise God. I give you glory. I give you honor. Hey, God, my soul bless you, Jesus. I'm telling you, when you start praising God, you go to another place in God. Hallelujah. And praise. When you start honoring God and praise God, that thing lift up. That burden, hallelujah, it lifts up. That yoke is destroyed. When you start giving God praise, your praise is powerful. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. When you start magnifying him, when you start exalting his name, praise God. Hallelujah. You can't give him praise and he don't touch you. You can't tell God I love you and he don't respond to that. Praise God. You can't tell God how much I adore you and he don't respond to you. Try it where you at right now. Start lifting your hands up. Start giving God praise. And I guarantee you that thing, that yoke, that burden that's trying to overtake you already this morning, it will lift up off you when you give God praise. Come on, hallelujah. When you give God praise, praise him for his mercy. Praise him for his kindness. Praise him, hallelujah, for his great mercy and kindness towards us. Lord, you've been good. I praise you. Lord, you made a way out of no way. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I magnify you, God. Hallelujah. We are come. Hallelujah. Praises is coming for the upright. Come on here. When you praise God, you know God will bring you out. when you praise God, don't you know he steps in the midst of that situation, praise God, and begin to show his hand. He begin to show his power. He begin to show his might when you praise God. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Come on here. Then David said, I remember what we used to do in the original church, not the old church, because people say the old church. No, it's the original church. Come on, because anything old, you get rid of it. You don't use it no more. I remember when how we used to close out devotional service. We call it devotional service. Now they call it the praise team, but we call it devotion service. Praise God. When two people would be on the side of the table, they're on the altar there, and praise God, and they would close out the services, whether it be the deacons or whether it be the church mothers are just the ones that doing devotion. They would close out. We're going to give the Lord three notes of praises. Come on. And they would just give the Lord three notes. We would just give the Lord three notes of praises. And when we do that, the power looked like the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Spirit would just fall down in the midst of giving God three notes of praises. We were going to say, what did David say? Let everything that have breath do what? Somebody out there, we don't been to the same church. You finish it. Let everything that have due breath do what? Praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath what? Praise the Lord. And when we begin to do that, again, I said the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, it will come down in the midst of us. When you praise God, the service will go up a little bit more. It'll go up a little bit more. When you praise God, you'll come out of that thing before you know it. Come on. Yes, Lord. When you praise God, praise God. It says again right here in Psalms 107. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Hallelujah. You got to praise him. It says, and praise him, all ye people, for his mercy and kindness is what? Great towards us. It's great towards you. No matter what you in, his mercy and his kindness is great towards you. It's working for your good. Excuse me. It's working for your good. It's working on your behalf. God is going to do it when you praise God. When you start giving God praise, you say, Apostle, I'm in this. Nobody is in this with me. I'm going through this. Nobody feel this like I feel this. But I'm telling you, muscle up enough strength. Come on, come on, to give God praise, to give God the glory, to give God the honor. It's something about praises. It will bring you to a place of peace. It'll settle your spirit. It'll settle your mind. Come on, it'll bring joy where sadness is trying to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. For towards us, his praises. He's towards us when we praise him. It's towards us. Come on here. When we give him what's due to him. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Do I have any witnesses out there today to know when you praise God and it shift the room? When you praise God, it overturn that thing what the enemy is trying to bring up on you. When you begin to praise God. Hallelujah. And the importance of praise is very important to praise God. It's very important to give him thanks. Come on. It's very important. Come on. Hallelujah. To just magnify him. Praise God. Again, for he inhabit the praises of his people. He inhabited. He take delight in your praise. He take joy in your praise and in your worship. He take delight in it, and he's going to see you through. Come on, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to say this, praise God. We act like we got more problems than praise. Uh-oh. Come on. We act like we in a bad situation that praise God can't bring us out of. Come on. We start complaining more than we give God praise. Come on. I'm talking to somebody out there today. I'm going to say it again. We act like we got more problems than praise. Come on. And we complain more than praise. Come on. And why start complaining first, then want to try to take praise on it? Okay, I'm going through this, but God, well, God goes, no, I'm going through this, but praise God. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. That do what? Give us the victory. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. That gives us the victory. Come on here. Yes, sir. Because we talked about it on Sunday. We are a winner. We are winners. Come on here. No matter what we go through with, we win. Come on. You win because you give God praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Try. Stood and complaining about it first. Put praise in the place of it first. Come on. And you won't have time to complain about it. You won't have time to start saying, "Poor me." When you start praising God, "God, I magnify you." Before I complain, I'll praise. Before I complain, I will praise God. I will give God thanks. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because I know if I start praising God, I won't have room for complaining. I won't have room for trying to try to figure things out. When you start praising God, it's already worked out. Because why? God is taking delight. He's taking delight in your praises. And he's going to work it out on your behalf. Again, it says in the second verse, "For his mercy and kindness towards us." Come on. Hallelujah. And it says right here again, "And the truth of the Lord endureth." Come on here. It endureth. The truth of the Lord endureth. God is going to do this. When you praise him, God is going to do this. When you magnify him, God is going to do this. When you trust in God, come on, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but our trust is in God. Hallelujah, the Almighty One. Come on, this is why we must give him praise. Come on, this is why we must give him praise. I know you would say, "Oh, he's talking on praises again." Yes, that's all I know to talk on. Yes, that's all I know to talk on is the word of God. Come on, I don't know how to talk on nothing else. All this other stuff that's trying to bombard the body of Christ, I don't know. We've already got the victory. We're already overcomers. Come on here. Don't waste time looking at something that has already been defeated. Give God praise. Don't waste time talking about something that God has already solved. Give God praise. Come on. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 That was good right there. Come on. Don't waste time talking on something that God has already worked out. You start giving God praise. God, in the midst of it, I magnify you. In the midst of it, God, I trust you. In the midst of it, God, I know, hallelujah, it's already worked out. Come on, I'm going back down memory lane, as we often do through the word of God. I'm going back to get the Hebrew boys. I'm going back to get them. It's nothing new, nothing new, nothing new under the sun. It ain't nothing new revelation. I'm going back picking them up today. Praise God. Praise God. When they was facing the fiery furnace, but before they went into the fiery furnace, they said these words. They say, "If God don't deliver us," if he don't deliver us, we know he's able. That's a statement to make when you're facing a fiery furnace. Come on here. They didn't look at it. They didn't point out and say, "Oh, that's going to be too hot. Oh, that's going to kill us. Come on. Oh, I ain't going to make it through this." They didn't say that. Come on. They went in. Before they got in, they was already conditioned. Oh, my God. Praise conditions you to go through what you're going through with. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, help us all day. I'm going back down memory lane. Them Hebrew boys, they knew their God. Come on. They knew who God was. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. So they made up in their mind before they got into the fiery furnace. If he don't do it, he's able. This is where you got to make up your mind. If God choose not to do it right now, if he choose never to do it, I know he's able. It ain't going to stop me from praising him. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let's go on back down memory lane. I want you to get into a place of praise instead of being in a place of complaining. Because when you praise God, things happen. When you praise him, things shift. Things overturn. When you praise him, don't point out this situation. So don't even point it out at all. Point out the praises in it. Give God thanks. Give him praise through it. Bless his name through it. Come on. Come on, somebody. I remember. Come on here. Come on. We remember going back down the Hall of Fame of the Word of God. When people, come on, those that trusted in God, those that was in the Bible, how they held on to the promises of God. Come on, The Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on, you got to praise God. This is where we at today. We got to praise God in the situation that we're in. Come on, we got to give God thanks. I know it don't look good. I know it don't feel good. But one thing I know, my praise outweighs every situation, every circumstance that I'm in. And it's going to bring you out. It's going to bring you through. Come on, praise don't cause you to lift your head down. Praise cause you to hold your head up, because we champions. We win. We win. We win. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on here. Paul and Silas locked in jail. Come on. I'm going back down. I told you, I'm going back down memory lane of the word of God. Paul and Silas locked in jail. Come on here. Locked in jail. Come on. And he said, what we going to do? What we going to do? We're going to sing and praise him. Come on. We're going to give God glory. Even though we in there, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. Come on. I'm trying to get you to